something that's going on in the world of sports attire. And I heard from the uniform czar over the weekend. I have a direct pipeline to him. I'm the only guy in America that has a direct pipeline to him.
So it doesn't have to do with a hat, does it?
Well, yeah, I guess we can start there if you want to.
Okay.
Are you talking about Brooks Koepka's hat?
Yeah.
That is the worst golf hat I have ever seen. It said Nike sideways down the middle in gigantic letters. That was a terrible look. The czar did not like that.
I thought so too, but then again, you noticed it. And for
definitely.
If I'm Nike, I'm thinking, boy, it's spelled out right there. And it's how much camera time did that get in the last 4 days?
And you know, if it had just been Nike in giant letters spelled horizontally, we would have thought it was even more ridiculous. Like, God, that looks like the most generic Nike hat ever. But because it was vertically,
yeah,
it was different.
I bet you start seeing some of those around.
Terrible look, though. Just a terrible look. But no, the thing the czar was really bothered by, and I am too, because I'm not the czar.
It's amazing. Y'all think a lot alike.
I think it is so unbelievably unstable to see a golfer on the PGA Tour wearing an Air Jordan shirt. I think it is so unbelievably unstable to see a college football team with the Air Jordan logo on their jersey, their head coach on the sideline with an Air Jordan hat. Can you imagine how weird it would be if the NFL announced a sponsorship deal with Roger Federer and all NFL coaches wore the art, you know, the Federer brand of clothing that Corby always wears?
Right.
What if the NFL cut a deal with Roger Federer? Wouldn't we all think that was weird?
Yes.
I think it's weird to see the Air Jordan logo with Michael Jordan soaring through the air being worn by a golfer or a college football team. It just is not right.
It is a little weird, but I bet if the Federer line wanted to do that with the NFL and they had the money, the NFL would take it and they'd put it out there.
I think we would all be weirded out by that.
It is weird.
It just, I can't make it work in my mind.
But it's weird how that has just transcended to a whole new line of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Now. You know, that it's just everywhere.
It's permeating
it's
every sport.
It's not just basketball. It's just everywhere.
I know. What a brand.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Observation about the gallery in New York. And we see this every time there's a golf tournament, especially a major in New York. They are the worst behaved. Even Jim and Nick talked about it on Dustin Johnson's backswing on 16, I believe it was, where he went long. They were screaming before he hit the ball. It was when the club was at the top of his backswing, the fans started screaming. Why are they so misbehaved?
I thought it was interesting day one. Okay, this is kind of fun, new type of atmosphere. I was so annoyed by them by Sunday.
So annoyed.
Maybe this is the way golf crowds are going, though. It's the way Gordo wants it. He wants it where everyone's yelling all the time. And
you kind of get that in the Ryder Cup, and it's fun.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed like, plus the constant commentary on the things they were yelling that they couldn't repeat. I could only imagine what that was.
CBS does a phenomenal job putting on a golf tournament. They're the best.
Yep.
And they've always been the best, and they just do everything almost perfectly. There is one thing, though, about the announcers that really bothers me. I've brought this up before. It's bothered me forever. They act like every spot that a golfer gets into is the most impossible spot ever. You'll hear Gary McCord say, "Oh, no! He has put himself in a really difficult situation. He has short-sighted himself. He's in thick rough with a downhill pitch." Guys, I'm telling you, if he gets this to within 20 feet, he'll be doing well. And then 2 minutes later, Dustin Johnson marches up to that shot and puts it within 3 feet.
Because they're the best players in the world, and it really doesn't matter to them.
Yes, it happens every day, every tournament that CBS broadcasts. The announcers will go, "Oh, he is in the most impossible spot I've ever seen. There's no way he even can get this to stay on the green." And then they put it to about 2 feet.
That would
it happens
be
all the time.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see how many times they make a play and go ahead and get their par or birdie where they say there's no way they're going to do it.
Does everybody remember when Tiger won the Masters, what was different? He was chewing gum.
Oh, right.
And everybody thought it was the CBD gum, the extract from marijuana. Mm-hmm. And that is the part that doesn't make you high, but it calms your nerves.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him doing this on the weekend, but did you see what Jordan Spieth was doing on Thursday and Friday during his two best rounds at the PGA? And I've never seen him do this before. You've watched him more closely. He was chewing gum. And I thought, man, because you know my HSOs on Spieth over the last couple of years. If there's ever anybody that needs to be chewing the CBD gum, it's him. Because his mind is going a billion miles an hour and he's a nervous wreck and he's fidgety. And I'll be damned if I didn't see him chewing gum. And I don't remember him ever chewing gum. I wonder if it was the CBD gum.
I don't know, but I have seen him do it before. In fact, he was the first one that I heard that mentioned. And it wasn't that type of gum. It was just the old adage that if you chew gum, it helps relax you.
Okay.
And that was, I believe, 2017.
Okay.
British Open. Yeah.
Yeah, his win at the British Open, I think. Yeah.
You know what? If these guys are chewing the CBD gum, and by the way, it's legal, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Good. More power to them.
Yeah.
Boom.
I can't imagine a more stressful sport to take part in than golf.
I'm thinking about giving it to my dogs.
Right. It's so mental.
Chill out just a
little
bit.
If that helps you, good.
Yeah.
The one thing that jumped out at me this weekend while watching the PGA Championship more than anything, and let's just take Brooks Koepka, the winner, for example. I was blown away by the fact that he won that tournament having to do all that walking.
Okay, it was a long
Wasn't track. That incredible? That all those guys were able to make the cut.
Yeah, it's just impossible.
While having to do all that walking because it's such a huge part of the sport. And I don't even want to talk about the magnificent shots. I just want to talk about the walking. I saw some of those guys walking up to 3 minutes at a time, and then I would see them stop and they'd have to get some water from their bag or some food at the tee box because it's so arduous to walk 18 holes. It's amazing that Koepka could win having to also walk.
Yeah, a couple times their coaches had to pull him out of the game to have a breather.
It's not like a basketball game. It's not like a marathon, but it is a factor. There is a factor.
No other sport has to mention
that,
hey, walking is a huge physical part of this.
And
it's like 5 miles.
And I did not one time hear the announcers or anybody in the gallery say, look at that. Can you believe how he's walking hitting shots?
He's doing both. You know, he's such an all-around player.
Look,
he's a great walker and a great ball striker. Right.
Yeah, I've never heard a CBS announcer say Koepka's the best walker on tour. Just look at how efficient he is, the way he's saving his energy for this next shot.
You know, and a lot of the other guys just aren't pure walkers like he is. He just has more pure walking talent.
You know why you never hear it? Because it is a part of the sport. I'm not denying it's a part of the sport.
That's all I'm saying.
But it is such a minor, less than 1% part of the sport, it's never worth mentioning.
Right.
Because you know why?
And then one guy gets to use a cart, and then everyone else has to brag about how, hey, I'm a tough guy.
It's not worth mentioning.
Hey, you know what?
There is someone who doesn't have to.
I'm a tough guy because I walk 2 minutes at a time, and then I get some fluid at the tee box, and then I rest for 6 minutes, and then I walk for another 1 minute, and then I rest. Mall walkers are doing more walking.
It just takes so much out of you.
And you know what? They're professional athletes.
Yes.
Because they're professional athletes, the whole walking thing should never be brought up.
Yeah, let's not forget
that. It doesn't have to be brought up unless someone doesn't walk.
Let's not forget that when a running back peels off a 60-yard run, that all those other guys, the linemen and everybody, they all take golf carts up to the next line of scrimmage because they can't do that kind of walking.
And I don't want to hear that it's a part of the sport because it's never mentioned. Unless someone has a cart, then everyone says, well, walking's a part of it. And I'm thinking, well, if it's such a part of it, why is it never, ever, ever, ever mentioned during a normal tournament?
Never.
Why do fans never marvel at the fact that these guys can walk? Mm-mm. You know why? Because it doesn't factor into it at all.
Right.
Not at all. 0%.
Oh, look at George. He's getting upset over here.
I don't know what the percentage of factor is, but I think, especially the one who's laughing maniacally over there, if you walked If you walk, let's say...
We're not talking about him. We're talking about pro athletes.
Pro athletes.
We're not talking about the guy at Stevens Park.
All right. Let's take Steph Curry, okay, because he also plays golf. I would think he would tell you after playing four straight days walking with a caddy that he felt it after 4 days.
We're talking
about
a
factor.
But we're talking about pro golfers. When Steph plays, he takes a cart.
No, no, no. I said put him in the situation where he plays a golf tournament with a caddy and he walks.
Yeah, but
for
4 days,
not
used to that.
Golfers are used to it.
Yeah, but he's an
athlete.
That's all they ever do. Shouldn't bother him. He's a professional.
No,
athlete.
No, no. But you're messing this up. Pro golfers, that's their sport that they play professionally.
Yeah.
So they walk it all the time. They walk it in every competition. Steph, when he plays golf, 98% of the time he takes a cart. So it's apples and oranges. I'm talking about someone who is that's their sport, and walking is not a factor because they're professional athletes in that sport. And for example. What's your career best round, George?
68.
Do you negate that because you used a cart in that round? Do you not consider that your career best round?
It wasn't in competition, but no.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We never ask someone when they say, hey, man, I shot a 68 the other day. Oh, did you? Oh, my God. Did you use a cart? Yeah. Oh.
Then it doesn't count.
I thought you actually then it doesn't count. About this whole 68 business.
Right. Yeah. Nobody ever says, then your career best doesn't count. You know why?
Not the same.
Because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because it's not a factor.
It's the shots that matter. It's the actual golf part that matters.
Now, having said all of this, it was comical to see John Daly and Friday on his cart with five empty Coke cans, and he was smoking.
So great.
I was hoping he'd roll out a six-pack.
It's like he was just thumbing his nose at everybody, saying, yeah, I put myself in this situation because this is how I've abused my body forever, and I got through the loophole and I got to use a cart, so I'm going to smoke while I'm driving.
Messed up.